Okay, it is 4:01, so we are officially going to start, and we are recording. Yes? Okay, cool. am I good to start, Spectre?
Yeah, I think we are.
Greetings. Welcome to the March Monthly Preview if you are just joining. We are your hosts, Tabris and Spectre, and we're very happy to have you all here today to go over our monthly preview. If you haven't attended last month's stage, or you haven't been in Discord before, hi, I'm Tabris. I'm one of the three community managers here on Game of Thrones Conquest. I focus more on the live operations side of things, interacting with you all in Discord, sending out messages, as well as help run our ambassador program. And I'll hand it off to Spectre to introduce himself.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. If it's your first time tuning into these Discord stages, I'm Spectre Vortex, and I'm the social media manager for Game of Thrones Conquest. I produce the content you see on our social media channels, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Discord, and our blog. It's nice to see you all again.
I'm sorry. Someone posted a meme saying, hello, Vortex. And it's like the
I just saw that from Rina. Hello, hello, hello.
Love it.
This is a relatively new format for us, so I just wanted to reiterate what exactly this is. Our goal with these stages is to give you a glimpse into each month's events, gear set, heroes, and upcoming features. You know what? If time allows, we might even have some guest speakers from the game team to join us, but not this month.
Yeah, not this month.
It's just...
Maybe. You know, I got a good feeling about next month. I think I might, you know, I think we might have someone next month.
Might.
It's always
but I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling it too. I'll be a little sad if it doesn't work out.
But anyways, Tabris, what are we covering in today's Discord stage?
Before I list this off, if you take a look at our Discord stage bulletin channel, you'll see our currently planned schedule for this Discord stage. If you're listening and you don't have time to read, I'll list what we plan to go over. First, we will begin going over our March event arc, then our Cav-focused March gear set, yay! And then we'll go into heroes and go into details a bit on hero collection actions. And, it doesn't look like we have any Chaos versus Order submissions this month, so we gotta try to do something like that again, because I just think it's fun. I think it's fun.
Definitely. No, that was fun. It was great to see everyone's personalities shine through with their keep layouts. We'll definitely think of, you know, some other fun ideas to do in the future. But anyways, I just wanted to add, you know, please be sure to stick around towards the end of the stage for some exclusive updates from Tabris. But in the meantime, what events are happening in March?
Yes, make sure to stick around till the end. I'll be addressing some things at the end, wink, wink, to people keep repeating things. So going into our March event arc, this month's theme revolves around the outbreak in Old Town. Homes are boarded shut, the market square is devoid of goods, and masked maesters swing censers of aromatic herbs as they pass. So first, be on the lookout for some of the following creatures this month. Our alchemists, rally monsters. These creatures are weak to cav, so make sure you prepare your troops. And there will also be elite stone men on the map, so keep an eye out. The art is fantastic for these guys, so I'm very happy that we actually have the ability to feature the monster arc. And I hope you guys like it enough, because I'd like to keep doing it if you guys like the art.
I just shared the art in the bulletin chat if you want to take a look. But yeah, you'll see that art in game as well.
Yeah, it's really cool. We also have a couple of the usual events running this month surrounding crafting. First, you can begin crafting the new Citadel Inquisitor gear set for Season 7. Yay! Spectre will be going into the gear in detail later. However, you can begin crafting it today during the Plague Ward event. Let me see. I'm reading this list. Next week, our Trinket Crafting event, Natural Defense, will begin on March 9th for the Smoldering Sensor Trinket. So make sure to mark your calendar. And it looks like we also have a gear flashback.
We do.
Gears Seasons 1 and 2 will be returning on March 16th. So If you've missed it before, make sure to participate in, I think it's the Three-Eyed Raven Insights event.
Yes.
Yes. Cool. If you're interested in what particular gear sets are in season 1 and 2, make sure to look at the bulletin to see the full list. It's so
Yep, just
fancy.
posted it.
We p totally didn't just pull it from like the blog. We chose
No,
it from
no. I put a
that.
lot of hard work and effort into it.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Thank you. I appreciate
Yeah.
it. We also have a couple events going on this month that surprisingly involve baked goods. If some of you are unaware, our studio takes food culture pretty seriously. We always try to find an excuse to make food. I'll give you some examples. Last year, we hosted a virtual pie bake-off. A few years before that, we had a dragon cookie decorating contest. If you remember that, inside on our Twitter. Pre-pandemic, in the office, we regularly hosted mac and cheese and chili competitions. This might explain why we have a lot of passion for in-game food events. Tabitha, I'm not sure if you've heard of these contests in the office or participated.
No, I have not. Do you know why, Spectre? Because
Why?
I was only in the office for 2 months before the pandemic hit. So
Oh.
I have not been able to experience any of that sort of like cool in-person culture because I've just been online for the majority of it. It's really sad. I would have been really excited to eat food, but I guess I can't.
I definitely apologize because I forgot that you were only in the office for, a few months and then the pandemic happened. So
I got yeeted out of the food events.
you got yeeted from the food events.
I'm making excuses in chat. I'm not making
What?
excuses. I'm
No,
allowed
she's
to be
not.
sad. I'm allowed to be sad that I can't
She's
have
allowed. She's allowed.
food. Don't you like free food? I love free
Free
food.
food's the
And
best.
if I can't get it, I'm gonna be a little sad. I'm allowed to be. I'm allowed to be a
No,
little sad.
no, Tavis. I do have to say I didn't often participate in these contests, but I was, I would say, one of the judges. I would, do a lot of taste testing. I'm
I'm
sorry,
so
I'm like totally rubbing
jealous.
it in,
I'm
and
so
I.
jealous. Ugh.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's okay.
It's fine. It's okay.
Ace, you.
Well,
Oh, okay. I will reply to one more comment. Ace just said, "I am annoying, but in a cute way." Isn't that right? Yes. I love all of everyone, even if they're a little annoying.
Even if just a little
Just a
bit.
little bit. All right, I'll let you continue. I'm sorry.
No, no worries. Well, moving on. Well, definitely speaking of these events, the Feast of Cake and Pies event will take place on March 6th. You can
Nice.
participate by purchasing lemon cakes from the store or crafting eel pies from your recipes menu and and then in turn sending them to your friends. In doing so, you'll be assisting them with resources and also earning points for the event. Mid-month, we have on Pi Day, March 14th.
Ooh.
We're of course celebrating Pi Day with Westeros' Greatest Baker, Hot Pie. In this event, simply clear out farm nodes to earn points and earn Dire Wolf bread. And these items contain resources. And how it works is if you clear out the higher level nodes, you're going to earn higher quantities of these resources.
Oh,
So
okay.
definitely take part.
Cool.
You know what? We're talking about food. I think we should just run a quick poll, a quick stock take. When it comes to food, do you all prefer sweet or savory? We just posted a little questionnaire on the bulletin. How about
Well,
you, Tabris?
I was gonna ask the same about you because you know what? I kind of like going between, but I think I actually prefer savory foods. Like if I was
Yeah.
gonna like I'm putting it in this context of if I had to eat something like forever and not get tired of it, it would definitely be
Yeah.
on the savory side. But also I have a really big sweet tooth, but I don't know if my teeth could take that for very long.
Abbas, I think, you know what? I think it's fair to be on both teams.
Yeah, no, you can be on both team, like that's totally fine.
Yeah, let's actually check out some of these answers.
Tark said, "Did you say you
Oh.
have big teeth?" No, I said my teeth hurt when I eat too much sugar.
Yeah. You
Oh.
definitely need a fried chicken emote.
Ooh. Yeah, no,
Yeah,
that's
definitely
fair.
savory.
You can make fried chicken sweet though. with like
He
honey
could.
mustard. Yeah, so
Oh, like a barbecue honey. So he could be both.
it can be both. You can, yeah. You know what? I'm gonna
Yeah.
go for both. I'm going to break the tie that was currently there.
Yes, empanadas is definitely a type of pie. And if we're talking about meat pies, there, I mean, there's so many. There's the shepherd's pie, chicken pot pie, empanadas.
Yeah, no, Spectre, I totally agree. I'm so sorry. I'm reading through these comments. Now
Oh.
I'm a little worried, so I'm going to ignore what you guys are saying.
Just to be on the safe side.
Just to be on the safe side. I'm ignorant, okay? I'm innocent. But can we talk about empanadas, of how we had that discussion right before this meeting because we said we were hungry and it's
We did.
clearing
We
again?
did. I think the whole team wants empanadas now. If you have pictures of empanadas, no, if we especially made them, we do have a foods channel, right?
Oh shoot, you're right. Okay, I
Yeah.
forget about that sometimes because I look it over and I'm like, good food, and then I forget it's like a part of the server for some reason.
Yeah.
Food Photoshop.
Please share all your food pictures. It doesn't have to be meat pies, it could be anything. Well, I mean, I think we've talked about food
I think we
enough.
got off a little off topic.
It's
I
all
got
right. It's
excited. I
quite
interrupted you. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Speaking of other events happening in March, I just want to give you a quick rundown of the PvP events. Children of the Forest will be taking place tomorrow on March 2nd. We have Lord of Light Weekend, which will start on the 11th. The Climb begins on the 19th, and then Prophet from Chaos returns on the 25th. If you didn't catch all these dates, but we're about to share a list in the bulletin chat.
Yes, it's gonna be long because I'm copy and pasting it.
You're copying and
There we
pasting
go.
it.
It's in there. Don't worry about it. It's all
There we go. There's all the
good.
dates for you. So you don't have to remember anything.
Yeah, you know,
It's
it's
right
all
there.
there. It's all in the bulletin channel. Yeah.
All right. So we've gone over the events happening in March. So let's talk about the new gear set. Imagine you've been assigned by the Conclave to investigate the source of the outbreak in Old Town. So what exactly is your attire? This month introduces the Citadel Inquisitor gear set, which focuses on Cav combat. Being a core Cav set, you can expect to see boosts to your cavalry health, attack, defense, and additional cavalry stats against other players and seats of power. You know what, Tabra? So what are your thoughts on this month's gear set?
Again, our art team did like an amazing job highlighting this set. I really like the slight nods to Odo Hightower and in general the Hightower house, but again, I am a sucker for the ring this time around. I just really would like to wear one of these designs our artists come up with. I'm not trying to be aggressive, I just would like to wear it.
Imagine if they actually made a replica of that.
Oh, I'd be so happy. I want some Game of Thrones Conquest merch. I want to wear it. I want to be proud to wear it. And I think a
Gotta
ring is
represent.
perfect. I think the ring is perfect. I think it's like just in between.
Yeah. I agreed, agreed.
Actually,
Actually, right?
while we're on the topic of this gear set, we actually have an opportunity to post some concept art.
We do?
Yeah, you just posted
I
it.
just posted it.
Usually you'll never see it put together, but that's what our artists do every time they design a gear set. It's an amazing process to see it go through so many changes before HBO is like, yeah, that looks good.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
I love it.
I love it too. And I just love seeing the start to finish process of these gear sets and just in general, the art of the game. You can kind of see on the left-hand side, the ring itself. We were just talking about the ring, went through some iterations and different ideas, but it ultimately landed on what you see on the top right.
Yeah, no, and I do like the final design we came up with. I do think it's
Yeah.
sleek. Our artist did a really good job. But honestly, my favorite piece of concept art is the sensor. The yeah, that's what it's called, right? The sensor, the trinket.
Yeah,
It
the
looks
smoldering sensor trinket.
yeah, it looks so nice.
Yeah, I think what they've done. I'm not too heavy into the art, but I believe they use an inspiration board, try to lay everything out, and just make they're make sure like all the items gel together. But I think
Mood
based on the
boards.
theming, yeah. Wait, what'd you say?
Mood boards. They're called mood boards. I used to work in
Mood
art
boards.
in games, so.
I thought you said food boards, and I was like,
No,
are
that's
we
a
talking about food again? A charcuterie board.
charcuterie. I'd go back. Of course, we're like, yeah, I'm hungry. Let's go back into
Yeah.
food.
I might need to eat after this Discord stage.
I'm so sorry. We're getting off topic again.
I'm
We should
sorry.
continue.
Well, actually, yeah, let's move on to the next topic. So let's talk about heroes. As we mentioned last time, new heroes will now be released every other month. Since we didn't see any new heroes in February, two new heroes will be joining in March. They're still a work in progress, so I can't go into too much detail with them yet. But I'm here to reveal who they are and what their main focuses are. So the first hero to appear in March is Sansa Stark, Lady of the North. Seated at the Small Council as the Hand, she specializes in skills that boost your infantry defense and health when attacking seats of power. For a less specialized approach, your overall troop defense and health versus seats of power are buffed when she's sent alongside marches. Now, the mythic
Nice.
hero releasing in March is a young Ned Stark, acting as the Master of War. Eddard Stark features ranged attack skills against player cavalry when he's leading a march, which is his signature skill. On the council side, it's a bit more defensive. Expect to see boosts to your ranged defense versus player's cavalry, marcher ranged defense versus player, and ranged health versus player. Overall, the heroes in March can be used in multiple ways based upon your setup and build.
Actually, while we're on the topic of heroes, if you don't mind me butting in,
Not at all.
I'd like to talk about it. I'd like to talk about Hero Collection Actions, or HCA. So if you're curious, Spectre, it was announced last
Am.
month. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
It's okay, you're just funny. So
You.
HCA was announced last month, and it was previewed for a couple of kingdoms, specifically Kingdoms 831 and 832. If you didn't catch that announcement, this feature came from a bunch of feedback we heard from players, so we decided it needed to slow down. We needed to slow down and invest more deeply into the heroes we already have. We actually just released HCA yesterday. So I think everyone can see it now. So in addition to releasing fewer heroes, HCA will reward you for the amount of heroes you currently have in your collection with these new actions. It's fairly attainable. It doesn't require a new resource to get. So check out the blog to learn more. I think we're posting an old tweet.
Yep, right in the bulletin.
Nice. And if you aren't already in the loop, we actually turned on preset builds on February 22nd. So players should now have access to 13 more council presets and 6 preset builds. Yeah.
More presets.
More presets. I'm very excited. Oh, Bumble, thank you. Posting the link in the main
Thank you,
chat.
Bumble.
Yeah, thank you. And now that we're done with that, now we're gonna move on to studio updates, which we'll have. Wait till the end. The people who are spamming for that certain
Yep.
event. So first, we'll actually go into a post update on the last build that we released. Before I get into anything else, we want to mention that we actually pulled some developers over into bug fixing this sprint, particularly to investigate some issues that were introduced with our last build. We don't have a concrete update we can share just yet, but we just want to acknowledge that this is top of mind. Now that that's out of the way, let's jump right into it. First, Kingdom Merge. If you remember from last month, I talked a bit about how this year we wanted to examine how we defined Kingdom Health and Kingdom Merge as a whole. Thankfully, we just finished the investigation phase of what we are now calling our Kingdom Lifecycle Rework Initiative, are in the process of evaluating the different ways we can address the things we found in our investigation. The key takeaway is that Kingdom Merges for Fourth Merge Kingdoms are not fulfilling what we had intended, and we wanted to find a better solution that solves that problem. We also want to address your performance concerns as well as fix some commonly voiced concerns with the kingdom pairing process. There are a ton of really exciting ideas just coming down the pipeline, and I think we're really going to end up with something cool, just like last year when we rebuilt the merge system and added the exile feature. Now we just need to put in that same effort for our elder kingdoms. First to third merge kingdoms will continue as normal as we undergo this work, and I believe third plus merge kingdoms onward, we will look at those on a personal basis. You could read more about the results of this investigation phase in the blog that went up today, which is linked in news. We're currently in the ideas and evaluations phase, and we do plan to keep you updated at the least monthly, so this will not be the last you hear of it. and if you have any concerns, make sure to head on over to the Kingdom Merge channel to ask any questions. I've already answered a bunch already, but I suspect I will get more of the same questions, and I'll try my best to answer them. It's been a crazy day.
All good, Tavris. It's all good.
All good. Next, if you haven't noticed, Night's Watch Mutiny disappeared from the event roster. Have you noticed that, Spectre?
I noticed something missing there. I'm wondering what's going on.
So basically, after we reviewed the data and feedback that we received for Night's Watch Mutiny, it was very clear that it needed some like adjustments. So I hope to have some more information I can share in the coming month, according to this dev I'm talking to. But for now, I'll just say that don't expect Night's Watch Mutiny to interfere with your SOP opening and closing times anymore. Wink, wink.
Interesting.
Wink, wink. I'm winking. Did
A
you
lot of
hear me
winking.
winking? last but not least, Breach at the Wall. we'll be running another preview from March 4th through March 7th for select kingdoms. Thank you to everyone who provided all that feedback on this new event. We just have a few more minor things we'd like to try, so keep an eye out in your event panel to see if this pops up for you. Hopefully, we'll have some kingdoms soon to give you guys, but I think that's all I have for today. If I'm looking through my notes, did I forget anything, Spectre?
No, I think that wraps things up. I just want to thank you for that info again, Tavris. But yeah, as a reminder, please be sure to follow Game of Thrones Conquest on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and to catch the latest updates. And of course, you can keep your eyes peeled on our Discord news channel. We'll be sharing a link to the monthly blog in case you want another recap of the information we shared here today. Tavris, do you have any closing words?
Thank you so much, everyone, for coming. And if you have any questions, make sure to tag us, and we'll do our best to answer.